This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And good morning. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lante. Derek Piper straight ahead. That means Jay Lehman is to my left, Trevor Valise to my right. You know now how we set up the arrangements when Jay Lehman comes in on Mondays. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I've never heard a play-by-play on the setup of the set.
Of the actual...
But we really try, guys.
We try. We do our best. Jay Lehman every Monday during the Illini football season. And as always, brought to you by Molitor Financial, Freedom Roofing, and Dick Van Dyke Appliance Store. And as we go on, we'll talk about them all, but go ahead and
mention. Yeah, you know, Molitor Financial, I've talked about interest rates. I hammer this all the time. Interest rates, all-time record lows.
It's incredible.
It's like giving away money, man.
Right? I mean,
it's like the Fed.
Yes.
But for you.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they're printing money, all right? So here's why I just, somebody locked the other day, and there's, and if you're a veteran, there's a special for veterans up through Veterans
Day. That's awesome.
So if you are a vet, you know, we're big fans of veterans, and so is Molitor Financial. You've got a special rate for you. So I would contact your lender at Molitor Financial, and that is champagnelender.com.
Okay.
And then Freedom Roofing, we've talked about the hailstorm, but even if you didn't get hit by the hailstorm, let's say you're in Villa Grove or something,
exactly.
Right? I don't know if Villa Grove got hit. You would know.
Yes.
But you can get your roof checked out for free by Freedom Roofing, and of course, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Like I said, guys, you don't want your oven going out when you're cooking the turkey.
No.
That's bad. Raw turkey's bad all around.
They are so strong. I mean, Dick Van Dyke has been around for so long that you know that they do things right. And
they
that's
do
what
right.
they do. Would have been a nice commercial for you, Jay, because the last week, Piper will attest, we pulled in and Freedom Roofing's over here on the building just to the east of us putting on a new roof. It took like, I think, a day and a half.
Bam.
And they were gone.
So you don't have to have hammers on your home for more than a day and a half.
It's incredible. And this is a huge, I mean, not huge maybe, but it's a good size office building that has five businesses.
Right. I know Kurt Kaiser. Kurt Kaiser gets it done. Yep. He's the owner, founder of Freedom Roofing. They do a lot of business in the Champaign area, Champaign County area. So
awesome.
I'm a big fan.
Awesome. And that's the thing too. I mean, they don't mind going outside of Champaign-Urbana.
Right.
So give them a call. All right, Jay Lehman, Purdue 31, Illinois 24. Mm. There were some good moments, no doubt, in this game. It was an exciting game, but certainly it was a game that you still lose to go 0-2. And I don't want to get all doom and gloom, and Piper will be like, what, really? But I do want to ask you about that, though, because, you know, you get out of the gates going against Wisconsin, and you kind of understand that whether you win that game or not, it's going to be a tough one to get up to Madison and get a victory. And, of course, Wisconsin laid it on you. And then, of course, the COVID hits. And so you do your best and kind of face the adversity and do pretty well against the Purdue team. But I guess in the end, you're still 0-2 at this
point. Yeah, you know, first of all, the COVID was kind of brutal. There's nothing we can do about it.
No.
Right? And, you know, they took more extensive measures based on the contact tracing, which...
That's right.
I think we could have seen Isaiah Williams in full force for the first time.
Yep.
If that wasn't the case, so that's tough for any coach. So let's just put that out there.
Amen.
And we're saying, hey, it's tough. Your guy, your Brandon Peters, not able to play. Right. That's probably the biggest one. That was the biggest knock. Right. But the reality is we're at the point now where we're happy with competitive games.
Yeah.
And I just think our standard's been lower.
It has.
We've been so beat up, guys. we've been so beat up. And, you know, let's talk about Coran Taylor, you know. You know, he did some good things. He reminded me of a young, excited quarterback, you know, just kind of running around.
Exactly.
And kind of juiced played like that when he was young. Lots of turnovers and stuff. It just really scares me how far away we are at the quarterback position compared to other people.
Yeah.
And not a knock on Taylor, because I think that he did a good job in some different things. Obviously, he's better ball security. He needs to take some hot sauce off the ball.
Yeah.
A lot of different things. But when I look around the league, I'm like, where are the guys? I want that guy.
Exactly.
We got quarterbacks that are completing 20 out of 25 on the regular. I just don't see it.
Nope.
So, I'm not knocking Coran Taylor. I think he did some good things. He certainly didn't, all by himself lose the game. No player does that. I think he did some good things. But, man, it's just sad when we've got to this point where it's like we're competitive with Purdue. And the reality is, let's go back 2 weeks ago. Purdue is a must-win game on our schedule because we kind of view them as an equal.
Yep.
I was talking to the Purdue radio guys, and they're like, yeah, we view Illinois as an equal. And we're like, if we want to go to a bowl game, we got to beat Illinois.
Exactly.
So it's kind of the same thing. You know, I was still broken up about the Ken Dilger getting stopped in the 1 yard line back in 1994. I mean, Lon was doing that game, right?
Oh, right.
You remember that? I mean, I'm still kind of shaken up about that one. And I was 9 years old. They catch the ball, like at the four. Ken Dilger, great player.
Oh, my.
Giant human being, right? Plays for years for Tampa and the Colts. And he got tackled in the one. We lost 22-16. Boy, that's bad that I still have. It's bad when you remember the losses.
You remember.
All right. I'm sorry, guys. That was a side note. That one was free. Little history lesson. Bringing Lon back.
I love it. I was 2 years out of college. Ugh.
Man.
You were nine.
You did look like a young guy on WAND.
Yes. Well, I was still at SIL in Carbondale at that point.
Okay.
So I wasn't yet covering Illinois, but certainly I was paying attention.
Yeah.
So,
it was rough. Okay.
Brandon Peters.
Oh, I don't have Derek on.
I don't even need to be part of it. You guys handle this. I'm just going to chill. Brandon Peters test positive Thursday. We started to hear some rumblings on Friday, and then those that maybe heard that thought, okay, Isaiah Williams finally get a chance to see this guy a full game.
Right.
And let's be honest, so far, just the little sightings that we've seen of him have been kind of disappointing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, really highly ranked recruit. I know he hasn't been put in these full situations. Right. So he's out. Matt Robinson's in. He gets hurt. I'll be honest, Caron Taylor, for all the mistakes, is a more exciting commodity than Matt Robinson.
He actually has some urgency when he plays.
Yes.
One thing I knock on Brandon Peters, he's just not urgent enough.
No, he looks just...
He has a little bit of Jay Cutler in him, and that's unfair to say because Jay Cutler has been maligned. But I'm talking the body language as a quarterback. Some people say that's good, that you're level headed, and I agree. But what I saw from Taylor, the guy cares.
Yeah.
You could tell that he cares.
Yes,
he was beat up after that fumble. He shouldn't have fumbled, right? He shouldn't have thrown some of the passes he did. But I genuinely thought he was competing and trying. Like I you know, I'm sure Brandon's competing. That's fine. But the problem is this. When you're the quarterback or not, and you're on national TV all the time, people judge you by what they see.
Yep.
And that's what people see.
Yep.
So when he plays against Wisconsin, people say, man, he doesn't seem as fired up. Where I watch Taylor, I give Taylor credit. Did he make mistakes? Sure. Did he play hard? Yeah. And that's all you can ask from a young guy. Go out there and play hard. Did he make mistakes? But he didn't pout after the mistakes. He went back out there and tried.
He did.
You know what? They were within a score at the end of the game. How that game started, we didn't think was going to be a score, right?
No, not at all.
So I give him a lot of credit, and he didn't get a ton of reps either early on. I mean, early in the week. They didn't know, right? I mean,
right.
Robinson and Isaiah probably got most of the reps. So, I mean, and also Peters, because they didn't know he was whatever. The COVID! Guys!
Derek, let me jump right with one question on that. When you're a four-string guy and you're not getting many reps anyway,
right?
If everything else is perfect, let's say, right, you're not getting many reps anyway. So, I mean, if they found this out, let's say, Thursday, I mean, how much of a playbook would Rod Smith actually have with a guy like Taylor?
Maybe a quarter.
Okay.
I mean, we saw a lot of simple stuff. We saw a lot of quarterback sweeps. Okay. We saw, you know, the quarterback keeps. We saw some boots. The best play that Rod actually, I believe, has in his playbook is this. It's a run pass option where Taylor can either hand off to Epstein or Brown or whoever it may be. He rolls out to his right. He can throw, we see it, the curl route to Matter Bebe right there.
Yep. Got it.
It just is really hard to execute for a young kid.
Sure.
Now, sometimes throwing to his right, he threw a bolt on the money to that curl route, right? And so we see it. That's actually his best play. They actually probably ran that play probably a third of the time, and it was just him making reads on it, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I actually thought I was disappointed, especially in the first half with our offensive line getting a push. I just felt like they were outflanking us on everything.
Mm-hmm.
We could not get to the edge for nothing against that D. So that's me getting technical on it, but I would say 25%. And, you know, he probably got six or seven plays where, okay, Taylor feels comfortable enough in this. Let's do that.
Fair enough.
when we look back on that final drive, it's amazing that Illinois was in that situation, down a score with the ball. I think it's first and 10 at the 20 or maybe even the 15. Some will, in hindsight, criticize Rod Smith for not running the football once of those four downs. I will say the first play, Taylor has Luke Ford in the flat where he decides not to throw it. He throws it out of bounds somewhere. And then the fourth down play where it's to Epstein and it's out of bounds, right, 5 yards. Right, so how do you kind of analyze that last drive? Do you run the ball there once, especially knowing you have the inexperienced quarterback? And what'd you see maybe from Taylor?
Yeah, so I would have not have thrown the ball four times. Okay, I got a new quarterback, right? Maybe if I got Brandon Peters in there, maybe. And I'm not, but at that point, they had moved the ball a little bit, running the ball at that point, right? So what's your best one or two run plays? And there's plenty of time. Quite frankly, you want to chew some time off because you don't want to give enough time to Purdue to get the ball back, right? So it's like, all right, I can run the ball. So number one, I would have run the ball, even if it's a quarterback keep, something. Quarterback draw, something, right? Number two, I thought they kind of started getting a beat on some of our routes. So let's mix it up, right? They almost picked that one.
Yes.
That was pretty obvious, right? And then on fourth down, that was classic, not knowing the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he knew the situation, but not enough that when he was pressed, it's like, let me dump it off, right? And they were just playing sticks coverage, basically sitting right there on the first down. So I would have called different plays, but you know what? That's why I'm here talking on the radio on a Monday at 4 o'clock in a studio, and Rod's up there calling plays. To Rod's credit, guys were open. It wasn't executed, but you gotta know who's executing the stuff.
True.
That's the problem.
That's true.
One more on Taylor, and you mentioned it there with a young juice. He kind of played. He played with that energy, that excitement, and obviously you see the mistakes. Different situations where. Okay, Tim Brady's QB1. You knew it was only going to be a couple of games. Phil Juice is in. Caron Taylor's the fourth guy.
Right.
You know, last week.
Yeah.
But maybe how long would it take Taylor to settle in a little bit more?
I think it'll be drastically better next week.
Yeah.
I really do. The guy's got a hose for an arm.
Oh, my.
Did you see that thing fire out? I was like,
it's all wrist.
I was just like, I was like, hello. Okay, so the guy's, he's got the size. And he can run. Do I think, like most young quarterbacks, you got to take some of the mustard off of the ball?
Agree.
Yeah. Dude, you just can't, right? Dude, sometimes you can just loft it in there, okay? Number one. Number two, take care of the football. Don't beat yourself. Like, that's the number one rule for a quarterback. Don't play scared. I don't think he played scared. I thought he really competed. But you got to have balls here, especially when you're backed up. And here's the thing. One thing you notice about young quarterbacks, they don't know how to take a hit.
Right.
They just kind of like leave themselves out. Dude, get down.
Get down.
Bro, I mean, it's not like you're on a battlefield, but you kind of are. So, dude, get yourself down. Like, there's a couple hits I'm like, ooh. Like,
oh, I know.
Like, learn to.
Like, you're the fourth guy. Like, there's not many behind you.
Yeah, like, learn to take a hit. Like, he's doing the quarterback speed. He's got pop. Of course, on the option, he got blown up. Like, dude, you're a tall dude. Get down.
Exactly.
He's running high as a kite. I'm just like, dude, get lower, man. You are going to get blasted out there. And you know, when I see four-string quarterback that's running like 6'4", that can run it all, it's just like meat fest, right?
Mm.
It was bad sometimes.
I totally agree. Hey, and by the way, if you remember in that game, Deuce Spann had to come in for one play, and we didn't. We were like, what? What is going on? Well, here's Rod Smith, Illinois offensive coordinator, explaining what happened.
Well, it was kind of a mix up, to be honest with you. Caron was trying to motivate the team and didn't realize that we went out on offense and we were sending the people up, trying to get everybody in red, and the play clock was running and Deuce just jumped in, said, I'll go take the play so we don't get a penalty. And it was one of them deals. So then once Caron figured out where he was at, you know, we had to take a timeout. He come in and apologize to Coach. I apologize for making us take a timeout. I was trying to pump the defense up, motivate these guys, tell them stay in this thing. We're going to win this thing.
That's Rod Smith talking about Caron Taylor. Do you need, as a defense, do you need the quarterback come fire you up?
Well, the funny thing was they were really big when I was playing of like offense, stay with offense, defense, stay with defense.
Right.
Get your job. Do your job. Don't worry about what they're saying. But, I mean, I'm a self-starter. I don't need nobody to hype me up. But I appreciate it. Shoot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. At least he's doing that.
Amen.
But he's doing what he can do, right? you know, and he feels some ownership on it. So how about Deuce? Like, oh, dude, I'm gonna rep real quick right now. Right?
I'll do it.
What if you could still burn red shirts? Like, what if he did that?
Oh,
and then he was in, like, that'd be fun. Like 2 years ago, he could actually burn the red shirt. He had the 4-game rule. I mean, I went in there, coach. We did get a penalty. I burned my red shirt, but no 5-yard penalty.
It was so worth it.
Take one for the team right there.
All right. Speaking of COVID, we had to shift the offensive line. Doug Kramer was out.
Yeah, that was a big loss too. So if your center and your quarterback out in contact tracing, obviously.
Well, yeah. Right? I mean, that's big. So Kendrick Green steps in. I can't even remember the young man's name that played left guard, but actually did a pretty good job. He was a walk-on as a tight end and then ends up.
Filstrom, I think.
Filstrom, that's it. Filstrom. Yeah. So the shifting of line, I know you didn't play offensive line per se, but I know you know football a lot better than I do. So just having to mix those guys around, what does that do?
I think that did some stuff because the D line is actually pretty decent for Purdue. I mean, Karlaftis got hurt.
I agree.
Okay, Karlaftis is a stud. Lorenzo Neal has been a good player.
Big.
Right? Big old boy, man. Bigger than his daddy. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? His dad was a fullback. He's really big. Derek Barnes used to be in the D-line. Now he's a linebacker. But they have some good defenders out there. So I didn't think that. I thought Kendrick played good at center. He's not a natural center. He's more of a guard. But, I thought the first quarter, bad. They got better as the game went on.
Agree.
Right? I think not having your center, not having your quarterback, and correct me if I'm wrong, all we know is that the ones that have been diagnosed as of right now with COVID, I did not listen to the press conference today, have been Brandon Peters and Griffin Moore. The other ones were contact tracing, correct? Yep. So there's a chance we could have Kramer back, you know, and some of those other guys back for this game.
I think it's two games contact tracing. I thought I heard that.
I thought it was
14 days for contact tracing and 21. I thought I heard that.
Okay. I don't know about the contact tracing, and I should know that, right? There's definitely 21 days for that. The funny thing is, it's like in the ACC, they were saying it's like 10 days for Trevor Lawrence. They were thinking they might play his third. Now he's not going to play his third.
Right.
But it was going to be like on the 10th day. I mean, I think that's a competitive advantage, obviously. Obviously, you want to put safety first, but for some conferences, don't have to have 21 days.
Trevor just said CDC guidelines 10 days for contact tracing.
So
that means they could be back and playing.
Depending on when they had contact.
Well, that's true. Well, no, they're not going to play.
Because it was Thursday. Right?
Yeah, so they wouldn't be able to play against Minnesota. So you're going to be without Kramer again, it looks like.
Oh, man, that's tough. Boy, we're trying to figure it out. You know, we get the line tape. We just are like,
And here comes two 0-2 teams with Minnesota and Illinois. How about this, Pipes? Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get more on the defensive side of the thing. Owen Carney had a big day.
He did.
Hurt the team a little bit with some penalties, but certainly did some things. So I also want to ask you just how is it possible that receivers are that open? And how can that change? Is it more coaching? Is it more athletic? Is it more, you know, the system, whatever? But we'll talk to you about that. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255, Justin said, is it basketball season yet? I know Pipes is excited for that.
Man, we're at that point already.
Oh, my. And we honestly are. We're like within the month, we're going to be playing basketball, which is crazy. So 217-359-2255. Back with Jay Layman. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call?
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
Long's Garage is the longest running auto repair shop in Champaign-Urbana, and for good reason. Whether you're looking for new tires from any major brand or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, come to Long's Garage for honest service from ASC certified technicians. They can help you with tire balancing, tire inspection, tire mounting, tire rotation, and so much more. All your tire needs will be fulfilled by the technicians at Long's, which is a Napa Auto Care facility, meaning you're in the best hands. Visit them today at 503 East Main Street in Urbana for tire service you can trust, 367-3942.
Want to in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
So you have to be a little bit on the physically fit side. I'm sure there's some testing that you have to do. Describe that, Kyle Hayden.
The biggest thing we like to do is we run them through what we call a probationary program. So basically they go through and they learn how to be a firefighter. They're taught how to be safe because obviously firefighting is a very dangerous job. So we go through lots of different ways of testing them through that to get them to the point of they can be a crew member and be the full-fledged firefighter that we want them to be.
God bless you, Kyle Hayden, because this is a different level when it's all for free. If you have a career and a job and you're paying the mortgage and all, you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart and the fact you want to help.
Absolutely. And I think when it comes to it, most volunteers are that way. We hate whenever, you know, there's nobody around to help, because sometimes, unfortunately, small towns that happens, it has to go to the next fire department, for instance. But we all love helping people. It's why we get into it.
We really appreciate you coming in, and you're going to be our featured guy here. Kyle Hayden, you're the man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers. Go to grillsandcookers.com.
I'm Mark Sheldon, your county recorder of deeds. For 14 years, I also served as your county clerk. At that time, I never supported the merger of the recorder and the clerk. Why was that? Very simply, I actually talked to the experts in this area, such as bankers, title companies, and attorneys. They record $1 billion in property transactions each year, and most don't support a merger. My opponent claims that Cook County, quote, seems to be doing fine. Cook County has a 6 to 8 week delay in recording right now. In Champaign County, you can walk in the office and immediately get a document filed. 2 years ago, county Democrats told voters it didn't matter who the treasurer was. In 2 years, we've seen taxpayers get double billed and homeowners have their refinancing delayed. I want to make the recorder appointed rather than an elected politician so we can ensure professional administration in the future.
Paid for by Citizens for Mark Sheldon.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Oh, the Old Town Road. Why not? It is the drive with Tay and Piper. Latte, Derek Piper, Jay Lehman.
Woo!
In studio, Illinois 0-2. They fall to Purdue 31-24. Caron Taylor, two touchdowns of the day, four turnovers. And the Illinois defense, of course, I guess they only gave up one touchdown in the second half. Is that right? Is that right?
Well, because I thought they were, it was like 24-10 at one point.
Yeah.
And then they got up to 31-10, and they battled back. I think you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and Taylor gave him, there's a lot of short
fumble
field.
For the touchdown.
That's
Taylor
right.
Taylor had one of those. He also threw a pick.
That's right.
Really deep inside the Illinois territory.
Right, led to a touchdown,
I think, two plays later.
Yeah, I mean, so the defense had its moments. It looked bad early on. I mean, they marched right down the field and just, you know, ding-dunk and guys running wide open. But it made a difference to have Jake Hansen back out, though.
Yes.
He makes a difference. He gets people lined up. He runs the football, caused the fumble. If we, I'm always saying this, if we don't cause fumbles, though, because there's the Horvath one going into the end zone. There was the one in the midfield, but you know what was a tough call for Illinois early in the game was the Kalen Tolson when he stripped the ball, and they said that forward progress had stopped.
I totally agree.
I thought that was a very quick whistle. I think Lovey was trying to call timeout to get that reviewed. And if you listen to what Dean Blandino, the ref, said, you could actually review if it was a catch or not. I don't know if that ever came up or not. That was a tough call. You could definitely see they coach it. Owen Carney caused a fumble as well. They coach it. That is their MO. That's one thing they do really well.
Yep.
But, Lon, to your point, we were talking a little bit before the break, was like, there's just guys wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nate Hobbs has been a disappointment for me. David Bell's a darn good receiver, for sure. Milton Wright's a good receiver. I think Rondell Moore is better than all of them.
I do, too.
But, you know, I don't think Hobbs play. I've seen Sidney Brown, whether it's him or not, I've seen him trailing like 5 yards behind a receiver multiple times. Whether it's him or not, right. I don't know if it's his fault or not, but it looks like that, right? And I'm just like, at some point, I'm like, guys, you're a senior. You're like one of our best. Like, what is going on? Because there's way too many guys wide open. And guys, Aiden O'Connell, he's a former walk-on.
Right.
And here's my, that's my thing is this. I'm like, why can't we find a guy like Aiden O'Connell that can throw the ball?
I tweeted out early in that game. I said, so let me get this straight. A walk-on at Purdue is a better passer than our second, third, or fourth string quarterback.
I need to follow Vaughn on Twitter. because I'm thinking the exact same thing.
It's just frustrating. I mean, he's throwing darts. Now, granted, I went back and watched it Sunday like I do every week. And the touchdown pass that you saw Sidney Brown trailing and you saw Nate Hobbs trailing, and it's kind of why I want to get nitty-gritty with you on this cover, too, and everything. But, like, Nate Hobbs, like, didn't really have him, and then Sidney Brown didn't really have him, and then combined, they definitely didn't have him. And O'Connell had all day on that one to throw.
That has all day. It is a really simple concept. Hey, it's called the cheese concept. Let me run the cheese right in front of you on the dig route, which is what the receiver did that Hobbs did. Hobbs is pointing, hey, you got this guy, I got this guy. No, listen, don't be a rat and take the cheese, okay? That's what they did. He took the cheese. They all have their eyes up. Then, meanwhile, guys running right by him to a deep third. Here's the thing. In cover three, okay, which they were in cover three there, which is meant to look like man coverage because it's a single high safety coverage. So you can show cover three or you can show man and be in the opposite. It looks the same because they have one safety high as opposed to cover four or cover two, which has two safeties high.
Okay.
So that says when a single high safety says, hey, basic math, they've got another guy in the box rather than another guy deep, okay? So this is a pat. They're saying, throw it. We're not going to let you run. Throw it. But here's the thing. You've got deep third on all those. That means you're deep as the deepest if you're the corners and the safety. Nobody gets by you on your zone. So if somebody vacates your zone, get as deep as the deepest, Nate Hobbs.
Exactly.
Right? And Sidney, play it so that you can actually break either way. You can always break forward faster than you break backwards. So play from depth. So, like, I just think about all those things that you should know.
Yeah.
And I just am like, bleh. This is veteran. These are veterans. Are we going to have better guys next year? No, these are supposed to be our best guys. I watch it. I'm just like, not in year five.
It's frustrating.
And I think the penalties, but the shooting themselves in the foot, some of that's to do with a young quarterback, but like, what was it? It was a personal foul or something on the first drive that backed us up 15 yards.
Yep.
Maybe illegal. The block by Casey Washington.
Yeah, right? Came back.
Dude, first of all, that block used to be illegal. I'm glad. James Lorenz said, like, I'm glad I got knocked out a couple times on that block. But number two, dude, how do you not know you can't just, like mug somebody blindside? When we not talked about this, okay? Like, the one offensive rule that helps defenses, of course, we break it.
Of course.
Then we get down and, like, the snaps, okay? How many? I counted, I think 20% of the plays were just wash plays from exchanges, snaps. I'm just like, man, we just give them plays. It's so frustrating to watch Illinois football. It's like the Bears sometimes.
Oh, jeez.
Sometimes. I had an old teammate tweet this and said, I don't know if I will live past 40 being a Bears and Illinois fan. It's just difficult watching football right now.
Right.
The other note about that cover three play, it's a two-route concept. So where Hobbs is pointing, you got to get that guy over the middle. He's wide open over the middle. And then Hobbs doesn't transition off of that guy to anybody else.
There's no, but here's the thing. They're max protecting, so it's like two routes. So max, this basically is this. Let's just do simple math, right? We got 11 guys. We got a quarterback. So we got 10 guys that can block or be a receiver. Not exactly. You have five guys, because you're five guys that can block. What happens is this. They leave in eight guys to protect. Not five guys. Eight guys to protect. You know, tight end, two tight ends and a fullback. And then they send two guys out on a route. That's called max protection. So they're going to have time. They should have time, but they should be double and triple covered then.
Sure.
It's never the case. There was a lot of two-man routes in the Wisconsin game, and that's really what Brohm saw. He saw it schemed up. Hey, we can protect our quarterback. We're going to scheme up. If Stocky and Ferguson, the fullback and tight end, are going to get open with Wisconsin, surely Milton Wright and David Bell are going to get open.
Amen.
Which they did.
Amen.
And I'm just like, man, what is... It's maddening to me.
Derek, again, Jay, I didn't play football. The only football knowledge I have is Madden, right? I mean, literally, that's it. So I paused that play when they showed it from above. Illinois had six guys back there, basically versus two, if you will. I mean, so to bring it to layman, not Jay Layman, but layman terms as much as I can, there were six defenders for Illinois and two for who'd we just play, Purdue. And the guy ends up catching the touchdown was obviously not covered,
right.
But the guy in the middle wasn't covered either. It was like six guys that were like, I hate to use this during this pandemic, but literally like, so they look social distance from both receivers. So I'm like, you don't even have one of the two covered and you got six guys back there doing it.
It's like, we can't. So the old adage is this, your man coverage, have your eyes on your man. You have zone coverage, have your eyes on the quarterback. It's like they take that to an extreme.
Mm.
You got to see both no matter what. I've got to see my man through the ball. I got to see my ball through the man if I'm playing man coverage. I got to know when the ball's coming to a degree. I've got to, and when I'm playing zone, I can't just say like, I got my zone and let me cover grass. I've got to look it up and match up in the zone. Don't be a robot out there. Like as a linebacker, people say, well, my gap's the B gap, or which is the gap between the guard and the tackle. Like, that's my gap, but I hit my gap, and guess what? They didn't run through my... Dude, be a football player. They might not run to your gap, but be a player.
Yeah.
Like be an athlete. Make something happen. Here's the thing about defense, and I'm pounding on the table here. It is
He's
not,
getting fired up.
It is not the coach's job to recognize you. You've got to make something happen.
Okay.
Right? It's got to be you. You got to believe that every play on defense is my play. They ain't drawing a play up for you. There might be some stunts every now and then, but they're not going to run a play like they run to David Bell or to a running back. You got to make something happen, okay? And here's the deal. I always tell this to people. They grade every play, right?
Yeah.
Your alignment, your assignment, your technique, right? And your effort, all those things, they grade it. And the reality is you can get pluses on all of those and never make a play.
Right.
You got to make plays. If you're on defense, you got to make plays. And that's why I like Jake Hansen, because I think he messes up sometimes. But you know what? The guy makes plays.
Sure.
That's why I like Taylor. He messed up, but he made some plays and he tried. I can't stand do-it-your-job robots.
Yeah,
that's just fair. Like, I'm just like, I got to see it make plays. That's I got to have playmakers. We got to playmakers. I feel like we need more playmakers.
Yeah.
Okay. Rant over, guys.
It's pretty unbelievable that if you were to look at the defense and say, what do you feel more comfortable about? It's
yes.
up front.
Not
it's
even
the
close.
Front and then the linebacker if you're going to include Jake Hansen.
Yeah, I feel like the front and the linebackers have played much better than the back end, which is shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I hate to be that guy's like just typical Illinois. Like we have this little joke in my family. So there's this video in like 1993 was like the video for the season, the premiere, like get excited, buy your tickets, you know, and it said, Bob's away Big Ten, you know, Illinois is going to do it. And my brother to this day, my older brother, he texts me when Illinois is not something happens bad. Something that's, you know, we say is typical Illinois, you know, like getting a COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, we bobbed ourselves. Bob's away Big Ten. I mean, literally, to this time, it's like once a season, I'm waiting for the text from my brother to say, Bob's away Big Ten.
Away.
We bobbed ourselves. It's just like, I'm like, no. And I'm an Illinois guy. It just seems like we bob ourselves.
We do.
We need to look up that. Maybe that's on YouTube somewhere. It says, Bob's away Big Ten. We're starting the season against Michigan or something like 1994. Lots of 1994 references. Wow.
I'll have to look that up. I did look this up. Last three games against the pass, This is Chase Garbers, Graham Mertz, and Aiden O'Connell combined. 71 for 88. That's an 81% completion percentage.
Oh.
891 yards, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. If you were to combine that for a NFL passer rating, it's 148 out of the available 158 points you can get.
Oh, my.
Now, wasn't Chase Garber a backup, basically? Kind of.
I don't remember. Hurt, and then he was. It was his best game of the year.
He was hurt most of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. He was hurt most of the year. Mertz was a backup. Okay. Aiden O'Connell was a walk on.
Yeah. 30 for 35.
Guys, if we're playing
yards.
Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and some wonder kind from somewhere else, Kyler Murray, Cardinals reference.
Yeah.
I could see it. But we played literally people. Coast to coast. We go to Cal. We go to Purdue. I guess not the East Coast yet. Well, I happen with Rutgers. Noah Vedral, watch out. So, I mean, my thing is this. It's been horrible. They know it's been horrible. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of watching wide open people. It's like that touchdown pass I saw them throw to in the Saints game yesterday where the 87 was just wide open. They just threw my Jalen Johnson. I was just like,
how does that happen?
How does that? Obviously, that happens to the Bears. Maybe it just happens to teams that I want to win.
Maybe it happens to other teams, but you're focused on.
Guys, I feel like you guys are two shrinks, and you're helping me. Three shrinks. Don't want to forget about Trevor. And you're having me go through some painful stuff right now. Really painful stuff. But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I hope the people are entertained. Speaking of that, let me tell you about ChampagneLender.com, Molitor Financial, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and Freedom Roofing. Let me give the sponsors some love.
Boom.
Come on, go ahead.
Boom. Well, I want to ask you this because you just talked about how make a play, right? You're a defender, make a play. But last year, I brought this analogy up to Piper last week or earlier. Yeah, it was last week, though. Today's Monday. About how Brad Underwood switched his defensive scheme last year. Now, having Kofi help do that, but he switched his scheme and it worked. So is Lovey, maybe he is, and I just don't know enough about it. When we're watching this, and even if it's a simple solution of these guys don't get what they're trying to do. In other words, Nate Hobbs maybe just doesn't understand what he's being asked to do, even though he should, I would assume at this point. But Is it more coaching? Is it more the players just not executing? What is it?
Well, here's the one thing. There's two things. First is this. My coach used to say, Layman, you got to line up according to your ability. It's called ability alignment. Like if you got the number three receiver in from the sideline and you're 5 yards away from it and you're not fast enough to cover him when you're 5 yards away from him, you might want to get a little bit closer to him and mug him at the line because once he's past you, he passed you.
Yeah, he's done.
So Layman had a lot of ability alignments. That was a Midwest Mike, a guy you have to hide in pass coverage because he's not really that good at pass coverage, right? So you have to have ability alignments.
Jake Hansen's not that good at pass coverage.
He's not great, but I feel like, hey, wait, I feel like he's going to make a play.
Right.
You get there, right? I feel like some of these guys, they think they're really good, we're told they're really good, and we don't see him make a play. That's number one. Number two is this. Can you guys think, and this is a bigger picture thing, I'm not knocking on Lovey's system at all, it's one form, the evolution of college football offenses over the last 20 years has been astounding.
It's incredible.
Astounding. And they are literally four steps ahead of the defense right now.
Yeah.
Right? In fact, we're at the point now where if a defense holds a team under 20 points.
Exactly.
People are like, whoa.
Yeah.
Right? When I first started playing, it was 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And reality is all the innovation has started not even at the pro level. It's actually started at the high school level and gone on up.
Mm-hmm.
The spread and all that to the college level. And the college has expanded it. And we're just now seeing it. That's why we're seeing the Cliff Kingsbury's. We're seeing coaches getting hired at the pro level. Quarterback runs. We're seeing athletic quarterbacks. We're seeing guys that can do both. I don't know if the defense that Lovey's running has evolved enough to the college football offenses, which are outpacing many defenses out there.
Agree.
Right? But the reality is, you play Brom, that's an evolved offense, right?
Yes.
That is an air raid offense, basically. Basketball. So that's what I take. It is very hard to keep up defensively with the offenses right now.
I agree.
Very hard to say. And part of our advantage to Illinois in 2006, 2007, we were one of the first teams to do the RPO run the football out of the spread. We led the Big Ten 2006-2007 running the ball out of the spread. It helps to have Rashard Mendenhall and Juice.
Well, sure.
We only ran four plays. I mean, it was really hand the ball to Rashard. Juice keeps it. Oh, okay, now we're going to fake it to Rashard and throw it to Aurelius Ben.
Right.
I mean, that's really what we did.
That's it.
Throw it up to Jeff Cumberland a couple times. That and run the option. And then we have option pass. It all looks the same, so it's kind of hard to defend. And you find your niche. It's hard for defense, and they were not up to that. That's why they hung 500 yards rushing on, or 400 yards rushing on Penn State when they had that great defense. We ran all over them, right? It's hard to stop. And so I want to feel like we have that coach that's on the cutting edge of stuff, offensively and defensively. I don't know. I'm certainly not saying it's all coach. I'm just saying the game's evolved. I'm saying that it looks like guys are wide open. That's a long-winded way of saying that.
No, it is true. And in the NFL, you have so many just great athletes. Oh, that's why.
It's about the Jimmys and the Joes.
Exactly.
There, right?
That's exactly. I mean, you've got defensive ends that are faster than anybody on the field.
Right.
And so that's why you don't maybe see it. Although Lamar Jackson's and Kyler Murray, they can still get things done, but you don't see it like you do in college.
Right.
There's no doubt about it.
The old notion is this, is they don't believe, a lot of guys don't believe that quarterbacks were good enough to throw into tight man coverage at the college level. That's not something where quarterbacks have really evolved. We've seen, well, not necessarily last year with Joe Burrow, but the years before that, the national championship was won by freshman quarterbacks, Tua and Trevor.
That's true.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, that's so but what we're seeing here is quarterbacks are more evolved by the time they get there, and they can throw it into tighter windows. But you look at what teams have done, whether it be Northwestern, whether it be Iowa, they sit in the same defense and just say, you know what, we're going to play zone. Our guys know what we're doing. We're doing the same thing. We're going to live to fight another day, and they do well.
Yep.
They don't give up the big plays.
Right, right.
Then you might get yards on, but don't give up big plays. It's just...
The problem with Illinois' defense is the window is from one hash mark to the other. That's true. The middle of the field, wide open.
That's basic cover two, and you're running it. And number two, it's like, would we run man coverage? We're not close enough to make that window tight enough that the quarterback can't thread it in there.
Yeah, that's very true.
And here's the deal. It's always easier to throw when you're playing 7-on-7 back there. Now, I did feel like we got some pressure on them.
We did.
Owen Carney being one.
Isaiah Gay played decent.
Isaiah Gay. We didn't have Isaiah Gay for Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
So we had no pressure on Wisconsin. It didn't look like just 7-on-7, but it still didn't look like suffocating defense.
Right. I'm with you on that. All right, let's take another quick break.
Okay.
We'll come back and wrap things up with Jay Layman. It's The Drive.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC, paid for by the United States Army. Game Day Spirits' huge fall sale is wrapping up, but there's still time for you to take advantage of some awesome deals on Illini gear. Over 100 styles have been marked down 40% off. Great brands such as Nike, Columbia, Champion, Tommy Bahama, and more all 40% off. You won't find these deals anywhere else. Get a head start on some holiday shopping this year by visiting GameDaySpirit.com and shopping their huge fall sale. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Start a new family tradition this Halloween season. Hi, I'm Lindsay Quick with the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, and we invite you to join us for our first ever Scarecrow Hunt. Look for all the creepy, quirky, and creatively decorated scarecrows outside businesses all throughout Champaign County. Pick a day to take the kids on the Scarecrow Hunt and then post the photos of your favorites on social media with the hashtag Champaign County Scarecrows. We'll randomly choose one photo to win a $100 restaurant gift card. For a map of scarecrow locations, visit champaigncounty.org.
This message brought to you by PDR Automotive. Fall is here in Champaign-Urbana, and October is an important month. It's not only Car Care Month, it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So ladies, please schedule your screening today. And to schedule your car care winter inspection, that can be done at PDRAuto.com or by calling 367-9481. That's PDRAuto.com or at 367-9481. Remember, they're what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR, keeping you safe out on the roads this winter.
I'm Kurt Bloomstrand, one of the emergency medicine doctors for OSF Healthcare, and I also serve as the EMS medical director for OSF Healthcare in the Central Illinois region. So my bread and butter is emergencies, so everything we do is emergencies, and there's a lot of new things that are happening within our emergency department to keep patients and visitors safe. And so if you come to our emergency department, you're first and foremost going to be screened, and we're asking general screening questions related to the COVID-19 symptoms that we know, and we're also taking your temperature. And so those patients and or visitors that do screen positive for potential COVID-19, we are isolating them and keeping them separate from the rest of the general patients and population within our hospital to try to keep you as safe as possible during this COVID-19 pandemic. We have really ramped up our staff, particularly in cleaning. We are cleaning every inch of the hospital all the time, it seems. So we're following the CDC guidelines and making sure that we're trying to do this screening as quick as possible. You know, it is definitely going to be different than what you might be used to previously, but it's all in the interest of safety. For all of your healthcare needs, visit osfhealthcare.com.
Don't look now, but Christmas is right around the corner, is it? Well, if you haven't made holiday plans for your family or business, the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford will host private Christmas parties Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night for a guaranteed minimum of people. For more information, call Donnie, 217-568-7722. That's 568-7722 for more details. Don't wait until the last minute to make your Christmas party before the date is gone. Choose the Long Branch Steakhouse this holiday season, located in downtown Gifford.
Hey, it's Scott from the Dan Levitard Show, and you are listening to Tay and Piper on ESPN Radio 93.5 in Champaign. How about that?
The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Jay Layman in as well, brought to you by Molitor Financial, Freedom Roofing, Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
The best.
Upcoming game this weekend against Minnesota, the clash of two 0-2 squads. The Gophers have given up a ton defensively, 45 to Maryland, 42 to Michigan.
Woo.
Is it too early to say must-win game?
Let me just say this first before I say must-win game. Illinois had a chance to hire both Brom and PJ.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a measuring stick. Yeah, these are obviously candidates. Okay. They got hired after Lovey. It's a measuring stick game.
Yeah.
Okay. No doubt. Okay. Now, Minnesota's had their struggles with defense. I'm assuming they're the favorite right now. I'm assuming that.
I think it's 10 or 10. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm assuming they're the favorite. They have issues on defense. Illinois's got to find a way to score, though. Because I think Minnesota put up points. I do. And that's what we're going to struggle with.
Let's go across the Big Ten real quick. Maryland gets it done against Minnesota.
How about that?
Huh?
Shoot, man. Maryland gives me an egg of a game in Northwestern Maryland. And then they go play Minnesota, and it's a great game. I want to call a barn burner. Just unleash me in the fourth quarter. I want to stop talking about stories about this guy, right. This guy, this guy's hometown is this. In the fourth quarter, like, listen.
What game are you on this week? What
Nebraska
game?
Northwestern. That could be decent.
Yeah.
That could be decent.
What were you on this past week?
I wasn't on.
Oh, you weren't.
Remember Wisconsin, Nebraska.
Oh, Kansas, that's
we had
right.
Some different things happen. But
got it. Fair enough.
That being said, I'm back in action. I'm ready to go. And props to Maryland. They can score. Talia's the real deal, looked like.
You're right.
He looked like he had a hose on that arm. So I give him props.
How about Michigan State?
That was the biggest surprise I've ever
had. Is Jim Harbaugh done?
Boy, that did not help the cause.
No,
right?
No.
Especially after Michigan State just got beat by Rutgers.
Yes.
That was surprising to me. That was the most surprising thing of the day for me.
Yeah.
Indiana fans aren't asking when's basketball season. What does that tell you?
Like I said, we've switched. Indiana is now the football school, if Illinois ever was, but Illinois is now the basketball school.
Yeah.
Here's props to Tom Allen. He hasn't recruited great. He's recruited okay. He's got his quarterback. Again, Indiana has a quarterback. They got their guy. They actually had two quarterbacks. One of them had to leave to go start somewhere else. How does Indiana do that?
It's another measuring stick program, is it not?
Well, I used to say that Indiana was below Illinois. No longer.
No.
No
not
longer.
At all. Not at all.
I'm telling you right now, if you're Indiana, you're looking, wait a second. We just beat Rutgers. Okay. Michigan State got beat by Rutgers, and we beat Penn State. They legitimately think their crossovers are Purdue and somebody else. I'm not sure. But they're literally thinking, I might lose one game.
Yeah,
Ohio State.
I agree.
I might lose one game.
I agree.
And maybe I'm in a New Year's Six Bowl. Maybe if my one loss is to Ohio State. It's not that far off.
And Purdue's thinking they can win the West.
Purdue's thinking they might go 8-0 and play against the Buckeyes.
Exactly.
So it could come down to Purdue or Indiana being the second best team in the Big Ten. Mm. Have we really? I mean, I saw a stat. They have. It never happened where like Notre Dame's undefeated, Purdue's undefeated, and Indiana's undefeated in week three.
I saw that. I saw like that. Yeah.
The state of Indiana is just crushing it on for football right now.
Unreal. Okay. Well, there is Northwestern. They're 2-0. They beat Iowa 21-20.
Pat Fitzgerald said, "You know, we ain't gonna be down long." I did the game last year.
He's a hell of a coach.
101 wins at Northwestern.
Oh.
This program won 18 games in the 80s. Okay,
that's incredible.
And quite frankly, they're out recruiting Illinois, which is sad. And number two, or number three, or number four, whatever number we're on, they look really fundamentally sound.
Yes, they do.
And I even when they're bad, I feel like they're fundamentally sound. And yep. I just haven't. Going back a long way, I haven't seen Illinois fundamental sound. I'm not just on Levy here. I'm talking back. It just seems we make mistakes. Maybe because we look at it more critically, but I'm back on Illinois.
Well, no. I'm with you on that. And you know, it's one of those situations where, I mean, if you're an Illinois fan, Northwestern's passed you up in football.
Right.
And that, to me, is just, I didn't go to the U of I, so that one doesn't sting me as much as when I talk to somebody that went to Illinois. They can't stand that.
Right.
I mean, they're spitting nails if you tell them that.
Right.
But it's obvious.
I mean, it's obvious. Who, at right now, though, who has not passed us up in the Big Ten West?
Well, you're right.
Okay, correct. Let's go over to the Big Ten East. We the newcomers, Maryland and Rutgers, they've shown more life than we have. Indiana?
Lovey has a winning record against Rutgers in the Big Ten. I think that's it.
Nice. I mean, the alarm bell's got to be ringing here. This is for real.
They're
all
ringing.
Right, sorry, guys. All right.
They're ringing.
All right. And I was disappointed at 0-2. Now,
yeah.
I think they should have beat Purdue, but they didn't. They should have beat Northwestern. They didn't. They're usually a slow-starting team, but they're usually playing, you know, St. Thomas Junior High.
Right.
Usually the first couple two weeks, right? They're not doing that
and
now.
And then the Iowa State game usually gets them going.
Iowa State gets them going, right? I mean you're playing, I mean, and other teams, you know, Northern Iowa. I think Hayden Fry was the big one on that, right?
Oh,
it's like,
man.
It's like, let me do three or four. And Kansas State's been like that for years. You know, let me get the easy schedule, get going, and then they play really good later in the year. But
it's crazy.
But I will say Iowa always improves.
Yep.
I'm not sure. Illinois improved for like a four-game stretch last year. I want to see improvement, too.
Mm-hmm.
We can't stay the same, because if we stay the same, we might not win a game.
No, and it's starting to get, I mean, it's starting to get scary now when you look at it, because Minnesota, yeah, they're 0-2, and you're 0-2, but again, like Derek said, they're a 9 or a 10-point favorite, and hey, if anything, we've learned to trust Vegas.
Well, here's the, that's true, Vegas. Here's the thing. What about, the only game Illinois will likely be favored in is Rutgers.
Mm.
Maybe. They've got a better resume than Illinois right now.
So. Right.
I don't know.
I'm not sure that if Illinois is 0-3 going to get two Rutgers, I don't think they'd be favored. I could be wrong.
Well, we don't have the quarterback either.
Well, that's the case. That's
unfortunate. Yeah. That's nobody's fault.
Right.
So that's tough. Do I think we could have won against Purdue with Brandon Peters? I think we could have won without him.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
I think my final thing here, and I saw this on Twitter, and I agree, because I had told a bunch of people this Saturday, I know that, like, you have the defense of the fact that you were down to your four-string quarterback, and you can't take that away, and you had your center gone, and that I understand all that, but it's just, it seems like it's just always something. There's always something to say, well, you're not winning, but.
There's always an asterisk.
When do we get to get rid of the but and just say, we suck? And somebody's got to come in here and turn it around and make it better.
Because
it's not working.
I think we are all tired. And I know you said that's a really good point, Lon. There's always something.
There's always something.
There's a justification for why. And that's human nature. Let's figure out why.
Right.
Right?
That's true.
But the reality is, for Illinois, it's like Bob's away Big Ten, right? What's the bomb that went off, right? What is the bomb that went off that ruined the season?
Here, I'll do it. Bang, bang, bang.
Boom. Right?
Jay, we are out of time.
Oh gosh.
Sorry we do this to you, Jay.
I mean, I go home and I eat dinner on Monday nights, and my wife's like, "What is up with you?
Yeah, why are you going to bed at 7? I'm worn out.
I mean, pipes, live, even Trevor. You see this big pot come in, and you just say, "Let me stir that.
Let's do it."
And I'm stirred up. I just can't talk about this without my emotion come, because I do love the program. I'm a fan.
Well, I am too.
I'm reciting 1994 games. Right.
Ken Dilger reference.
Oh, gosh.
Molitor Financial, Freedom Roofing, Dick Van Dyke Appliance Work. Thanks to all of them.
We didn't drop bombs on them.
No, exactly.
They're still intact.
That's right. All right. I'll see you next Monday.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you, Jay.
See you guys.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.